times that I was giving up because I want to pay my student loans. And there was a really pretty place called Sunset Cliffs in San Diego. And I loved the beach and the ocean, so I would drive out there to calm myself. But I really just wanted to drive off the cliff and be done with it, because I was worth more dead than I was alive.
43 million borrowers have about $1.5 trillion in federal student loan debt.
We don't understand the true impact that this debt is having.
Going into debt has life-altering consequences.
Every single year, another million student loan borrowers default on that debt, and absolutely zero plan to tackle this at the federal level.
From Ramsey Network comes Borrowed Future, a new podcast exploring the student loan debt crisis in America. Behind all the numbers and frightening stats are real people dealing with the consequences of their student loans every day.
Really, it stopped me from being able to get a house. It stopped us from starting our family in this poverty-stricken home.
8% doesn't really seem like a lot, but I guess it's a lot when you're looking at $12,000 and then over the course of years. I just woke up one day and it was $39,000.
You just don't know what to do. You're paralyzed and you get depressed. I didn't sleep for like the first year because I was always worried something's going to happen. It's awful.
Along with those stories, you're also going to hear from experts who want to see change in the student loan industry. From billionaires like Mark Cuban to thought leaders like Seth Godin and financial experts like Dave Ramsey.
There is a lot of blame to go around here because we built the system. And the system evolved because every piece in the system did what it was supposed to do.
It's so easy for students to borrow money for tuition, housing, room, board, et cetera, that colleges know they can keep on raising prices.
They're walking around with this 400-pound ball over their head, and they're trying to balance that and live a life.
It becomes so normal that it's just the way it is, and there's no shock factor of what student loan debt does.
Guiding us through this mess is author of the book Debt-Free Degree, Anthony O'Neill. He's devoted his life to helping young people make better decisions when it comes to their life and their money.
You don't want to spend 4 years working your behind off to spend the next 40 years paying for those 4 years. You're going to graduate college. You're going to walk into your future, not a part of the stat, but just starting a new stat. What's a new stat? I'm not in the stat. That's the new stat.
I'm George Camel, and over the next several episodes, we're going to find out how we got here, the impact student loans are having on people like you, and offer a solution that could change the economy and generations to come. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and tune in on September 30th for episode 1 of Borrowed Future.